Vayter in Shas, Ferin Chon Daf Nun Vav, picking up at the top of the page by the Mishnah, about a Mishnah. Zok the Elu Mishnah, the Elu Trefus Vav, and these are going to be Trefus when it comes to a bark bark to a chicken, bark 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 bark. Now, Rashi points out that there's a general klal, whatever would cause an animal trefa would also make a bird trefa, also would also do it to a bird as well.
So whatever trefas we saw earlier in Daf Mem Beis about an animal also apply to a bark to an oaf. So the Mishnah here is only bringing out the things that are specific to chicken that have to be said straight up, like we're going to see. Nukuvas haveshet, that is if it's punctured, the veshet, psukas agargaris, that's the esophagus, so psukas agargaris, the trachea that was severed. Hikasa chulda al rosha, if a weasel bit it on its head, makum jososa trefa, in a place that would make it into a trefa, that would be like by the brain, then that's also a problem. Nika vakorkivan, if the gizzard was punctured. So if that is punctured, that's also a problem. Nikvu hadakin, if the intestines is punctured, these are going to be trefa. Nafalu la'or v'nechmur b'nei me'ah, let's say it fell into the fire and the internal organs get burnt. That's going to be, it starts to shrivel up and their color changes. Im yurukim psulim, if they turn green, then they're going to be pasul. Im adumim k'shem, but if they're red, then they're going to be kosher. Dorso trafalakos, if somebody stepped on it or like pushed it up against the wall, give me your lunch money. Oh, shiritzatsta, bebehema, or an animal. Shiritzatsta, or an animal went ahead and did that. Or she's, this is like a nefula. We're worried that maybe it has the issues of risuke varim. Well, there. Organs got like crushed up. If it's mefarcheses, it's shaken about. And it remains alive for 24 hours. Then you shechted it. Then kshera. So in these cases, if it was stepped on, pushed against the wall, an animal crushed it, it's mefarcheses, and it's able to stay alive for 24 hours, then it's gonna be good. You're gonna be okay. Okay. Now, one of the things we said is it got bit on the head by a weasel. Rav Ushmuel Velevi Damer, they all say that it's not for sure going to be trefa right away. You have to check and see whether or not the membrane of the brain was punctured. Machnis Yadu Lefnim Ubodik. He put his finger inside the bird's mouth, and it checks for signs of a puncture by pressing up against the palate. Im Vatsbeitz V'ola Trefa. If it goes up and out of the head, then the bird's a trefa. Because it's like shooting out things. Then we know it's a problem. Vimlav kshera. And if the brain stuff is not shooting out, then it's going to be kosher because it means it's intact. So again, we're pushing up towards the palate to see if stuff splurts out from the top. Then you'll know that actually where it got bit, it actually punctured the membrane. If not, it's fine. Hachi lamandomer. Admin kiv karmatata. Okay, that's going to work according to the one. What do we say? That says that an animal is not a trefa because of a puncture until the lower membrane is punctured also. But the upper one alone is not enough to make it into a trefa. Right, so if nothing splurts out, then we can be certain that at least the lower membrane is intact and the bird is going to be kosher. Laman da'amar inkiv ila afagav de lo inkiv tata, that if there's a hole on the bottom one, I'm sorry, in the upper membrane, then the animal's a trefa, even if the lower membrane wasn't punctured. So why is it considered kosher if none of the brain stuff shoots out? We should be worried that maybe the upper membrane was punctured by the bite, making it a trefa, but the lower one was not punctured. And that's why no brain stuff is shooting out when you put the pressure on the palate. And for the Gemara, the Gemara answers that it's not realistic, because if it's true that the upper membrane was punctured, it's very thick and it leaves only the thin lower one, the lower one, because of its weakness, would have ripped because of the pressure it's put on the palate. Since it didn't, then we can be sure both of them are intact. There's no way of checking, really. bird that's bitten by the weasel, because its teeth are very thin. So even if it was punctured and it's a trefa, the stuff maybe is not going to squirt out when you go and you check it. Because even though there is a hole, they're not big enough. V'chi shineha dakos mayhavis. Okay, well, what does it make a difference? Even if they are very thin, still some stuff is going to start splurting out of this pressure putt. Rav Hoshayim, v'chi shineha dakos v'amukos. They're not just very skinny. They're also amukos, meaning Rashi says, v'nokev balachson. They end up going in on an angle. Ukish Hamoach nidchaf lamaila ha'etzem sotmo v'omid kinegdo shenika v'etzem eno kinegdo nika v'akrum. It ends up being done in a way that when the pressure starts pushing, it's going to like push up against this skull, which is going to block it and stop anything from going out. So there's no real way of checking to see if it's a trefa or not, and therefore if it's, we have to assume that it is a trefa. Kisalik l'arda shalchu, but he changed his mind. Waziri went from Bavel to Narda. He said back to them that those in Bavel, to farm shamayt lefneichem tosim yodi. It's a mistake. I made a mistake. But it's impossible to check if it's bitten by the weasel. Baram kach amru mishmei the Rabbi Shimon Lakish. Both can lechud miyad. He says in the Rabbi Shimon Lakish that we check it with the hand, by pushing the finger against the palate, like we said. Avalob masmer, but not with a nail. Right, you don't check the membrane for a sign of puncture by scraping a nail on the actual crow, on the membrane. There was a way of checking it, sticking a nail in and running it against the membrane and seeing if it gets snagged. The problem is, it itself might make the problem, right? It might make a hole. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Af Masmer. Rabbi Yochanan says you can even check it with a masmer. You even let it go and check it with a nail. We're not worried that the nail itself is going to puncture it and cause a problem. And this machlokas is the same machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemia. Chad badik biyadu, chad badik b'machta. One would check the bird that got bitten by the weasel on the head with a hand, by putting the finger, and the other would check it with a needle. Man debadik biyadu, amaleila man debadik b'machta. The one who would check it with a hand said to the one who would check it with a needle, Ad Masai at Mechalam Amon of Shishal. How long are you going to go and destroy the property of the Jewish people? Because by doing that, you're going to ruin it. The one who did it with the nail said the one who did it with his finger. Masai at Mechal Yisrael Nevelas. Until when are you going to keep giving Nevelas to the Jewish people? He considered that it wasn't a good way of checking it. Nevelas, well, Shchutnei. He says, well, what are you talking about? But it's actually Shechted. Ela Trefos. It means it's Trefos. Shemanikav Krum Shemoach. Because maybe the brain membrane was punctured and still not going to squirt out because of the holes, of the curved thing, and the thing's going to get blocked by the skull. So Rish Lakish holds according to the one who says not to check it with a needle. Yochanan holds according to the one who says you check it with a needle. Now, which one holds like which one? It's time to Yehuda, who the Badak Biyada. It must make sense. It makes sense to say that Yehuda, not Rechamim, Yehuda is the one who says you check with the hand. The Torah said, "Abraisa, Bishim and Allah Zayom, Bishim and Yehuda." Botkin Chulda Biyada, v'lo b'mesmer. Nishbar Etzem Afal Pi Shalom Nikav Krov Krum Shel Noach. If the skull of the bird is broken, though, the bird is not a trefa, even if the brain membrane was not punctured at all. So it comes out of here. The bottom line is the first part of the Bryce. What's relevant to us is the fact that we say that it's Rabbi Yehuda who says they're doing it to hand to hand with a nail. Tastayim, say in a chem, it's true. Hoguf Akasha, but it's of Akasha. Amata both can lukhoda biyad of a lobe mesmer. You said first you check with the bird that got bit by a weasel with a hand and with a nail. Alma isle bidikusa. So we see that the bird whose skull is punctured by a weasel has the possibility of being checked, and his kosher of the membrane is intact. The other time, then it taught Nishpar Etzem Afal Pi Shaloni Kav Krum Shamach, that if the skull is broken, even the bird is going to be trefa, even if the brain member is not punctured. Malas Lebedikusa. So we see that the bird whose skull is punctured by the weasel does not have, by the bite, does not have the way of being checked. For once the skull is punctured, the bird is a trefa, regardless of whether or not the underlying membrane is punctured. Also, in which cases, it's Stira Mideo Bay. No, the seifa of the Braisa, which says that the bird is a trefa of a puncture of the skull alone, this is talking about an of shel mayim, a bird of the water. Hol ve'ein lo krum, since the brain doesn't have this membrane,
It's considered trefa because it's puncture of the skull.
Just a puncture of the skull itself is a problem. Frakta Gemara, ain't lo krumis hakataydach? What do you really think to say that has no brain membrane? It doesn't make any sense. Ella ho krumirach. You know, it's very soft. It's very fragile. And therefore, it's not going to remain intact for long once the skull gets punctured. Okay, let's see. Amar lei Rav Nachman Rav Anan. Amar Shmuel. Badik biyado machsher. You said to us that Shmuel would check a bird that got bitten by the weasel with the hand, and it would say it's kosher if the brain membrane was found to be intact. And then the brain shoots out. Vuhuna chavrin amarav badik biyado machsher. And Huna would said that Rav would check with the hand and check if it was kosher. So remember Shmuel badik biyado machsher. Vuhuna chavrin amarav. But Levi taught that trefos shema chachamim v'behema kenegdan b'of. The trefos that the chachamim broke down in reference to animals have kenegdan the counterparts when it comes to chickens. And assuming that the bird is a corresponding type of organs, chickens don't have the hemispheres are basicosos, so the trefus organs are not considered relevant when it comes to chickens. So it's saying when a bird does have something corresponding to that thing of an animal, the same thing would cause whatever an animal trefus would make the bird trefus also. So vatani levi trefus shemana chachama behima kenegan ba'of yaser alehen of. In addition to this, the trefus that just the of has nishbaratzim afal bishalonika of krum shemach. That is, with the skull breaks, even though the membrane was not punctured. So the Brisa says that the bird is a trefus even though the brain membrane was not punctured. So why did Shmuel and Rav examine to check to see if it was punctured? Amalei said, "Ahubov shel mayim hovin lo krum, elo krum sagadaitach elahol lo krum urach." Story time. Ahi tarnigolta davoy be Rav Chana. There was a berg. There was shechted in Rav Chanan's house. Shadroi lekamid Rav Masi sent it to Rav Masa to what to din. Nishbar etzem v'lo nikav krum shalma chavai. It was a case that the skull was broken, but the brain stuff was not punctured. Achshon he said that it's kosher. Amalei says, "I vatani Levi chiv shemun chalm behem kinegim ba'of yasar liam ba'of nishbar etzem afal pish lo nikav krum shalma ach." Amalei, hasam of shalmayim, hove in lo krum. This is not of shalmayim, therefore it's krum is stronger. Elo krum is a good day, duch? No, elo ema ho lo krum urach. See, because it's very soft. If shizvi badik b'shem, he would check the brain membrane for a hole by peeling the membrane off and holding it to the sun to see if there's any hole over there. Light would shine forth through it. If he ever badik b'shem, he would check it with water. He would take it out. And then he would flip it over and fill the empty membrane with water. If it would start to leak if there was a hole. Abachamar Yaakov Badik, he would check, beep, turn the page. Nun Favam Abayz. Begila Dechitza, with a piece of wheat straw, which he would scrape across the membrane to see if it got snagged, if it got stopped, right? This is the same thing with the setup at the nail situation. Amar of Shizvi, Hani Avzi Didan, Ka'of Shalmayim Damyan. These geese of ours are considered like of shamayim, like marine fowl, right? Because they're always in the water, and they're going to be a trefa if they've punctured by a puncture of the skull, even if the underlying membrane is still intact. Okay. Back into the mystery, said Nafal or Venechmu b'nei me'av, it fell into the fire, and its internal organs got burnt. If they're green, they're going to be a trefa, and if they're red, then they're going to be kosher. Says Gemara Nafal or Amar of Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yossi ben Yoshua, Shir Yerukasan Kishir Nikuvasan. The measure of the green is like the greening is the becoming green is the measure of the whole. Right? The size of it, because we're getting burnt, that's going to make it the trefa is the same as the size of the whole. It's going to make a trefa. Manu kufasam mashu, if it goes to mashu, even if there's a tiny little bit of green, it's going to be a problem. Frek the Gemara Bamine, Rav Yosef, Barad, Rav Yeshua, Ben Levi, Rav Yeshua, Ben Levi, came and asked, Harika kaved keneged b'nei me'ayima. What if the liver turned green in a spot that was next to the intestines? When it comes to chickens, their anatomy is that the thick end of the liver is at the top of the stomach, and the thin end is next to the intestines. Right, so this is what we're trying to figure out over here. What happens over here if it's right? If it's green, the liver right next to the intestines. Some of the trefa says trefa. Velo ye ela nitla, but don't let it be worse than if it were entirely removed. Right? What's going on here? One second. This discolored part of the liver shouldn't be worse than it's removed. Just like what the bird would be good if you remove the whole thing. So too it remain kosher when that area is just discolored. Like, what's going on? The Amarav says, K-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-
kiddush hanafal lor v'nechmer b'nei mayim. It must be that it fell into the fire and that the intestines got burned to treifa, and therefore it's a treifa. Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi havi alei ahi tarnigol. Listen, Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, he had a particular chicken that was shechted, and it was known that it got burnt. In the fire, Shadil came to have a Lazar Kapper Ribi, and he said that in front of a Lazar Kapper Ribi for a din. Ribi means the great one. And Amale Yerukin Havu is saying that the intestines are green, the Achsara, but Lazar Kapper Ribi, he still said that it's kosher. So he said, hold on, Vanan, tonight Yerukin Basulim, he said it's going to be possible. He's saying it's kosher. So he said back, Lomi Yerukin Basulim, Ella, the Kurkavan Beleva Bekavid. That's only if they're green, it's only by the gizzard, the heart, and the liver, which are normally red. But the intestines are normally green, that's the normal color. Therefore, it's going to be kosher. Tanamechli, so it supports that the Be'ilu B'nei Me'ayim Amru, Bekorfim Beleva Bekavid. That's only the things that's saying it by. Okay, so we say that the bird is a trefa if the red organs turned green because it got burnt. Now, what about the opposite case of organs that are normally green, but they turned red when they got burnt? I was thinking Yosef, how would he turn a gold, so shadow the Kamidra Babo, Armalea Dumin, the red? But Tarfa and Rababo said that then it's going to be trefa. Varantanana Dumixian, we said red is going to be kosher. So how could you say it's treif? Amrulay, they said to him, Adumim Shahuriku Virikum Shadima Trefa. No. What it means is that if it's normally red, it turns green, or if it's normally green, it turns red, that's going to be a Trefa. Lomar Adum Shem Elabaleva Kurfan Kovid. We only said that if the red is going to be kosher, if it's hard to get it in the liver, because that's normally red. Amr Rav Shmuel Bar Chia, Amr Rabbi Mani, Adumim Shahuriku, if normally red organs turn green because they got burnt, and then ushlakan v'chazre adimu, and then you boiled them, and then they turned red again, because everything's going to be kosher. My time, why? Because kucha ayel behu. The fact that the boiling brings back the red shows that they only turned green because they absorbed smoke, but not that they actually got burnt. Right? The boiling now removes all that smoke, and it goes back to its color. Amar Nachman Yitzchak, afanon nomer, we also say, on another place similar, adumin shaloho riku, if normally red things did not turn green when it fell into the fire, v'shlokov ha-riku, and then you boiled them and then they turned green, trefa, that's going to be trefa. My time, higalu bahasayu, because literally the shame now became revealed. Reshes cherpasan devade nechmeru. Really turned them green, but the smoke that they absorbed disguised that. And boiling removes the smoke and reveals the green discoloration. Therefore, it's going to be a trefa. Amarala shehilkach. Therefore, since the boiling has the effect of removing the smoke and revealing a different color, lo nechal inesh ela b'shlaka. You can only eat this bird that fell into fire. The only way of doing it is you first have to boil it to see whether or not there's a problem with it. Velohi, but really, it's not true. You can eat it that fell into the fire without first boiling it. Because we don't assume that there's a chazukah of there being a problem. She says, it's not clear, straight up, that there is a problem with it, that there's an issue. We're not going to make a treifa. Unless we see that we end up boiling and it turns out that we see that there's actually a problem. Until then, we're going to assume that it's going to be good. Amazing, amazing concept. Okay. Darso, Trophy Coastal, so you stepped on it, knocked it against the wall, if an animal crushed it and it's shaking and remains alive for 24 hours, it's kosher. Amar Belazar, Ben Antigonus, Mishum, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yanai, Achas Zov, Achazot Shechabedika. Either way, even though it survives for 24 hours, it still needs to be checked to make sure that there's no trefa issues before you go ahead and you start eating it. Rashi says, maybe the chut hashidra was broken, therefore be a problem.
These things you're gonna have, they're gonna be kosher. You're gonna be good. Don't you worry about it in the hood. Says the Gemara. Nikva gargaris ocean nitzigal. Let's say the trachea got punctured or it got split. That's down the length. That's not going to make it a trefa as long as the very top and the very bottom are still intact. We saw this mishnah also. But behemas ikasa chulda al rosha makom sheno oso osav trefa. If a weasel hit it in its head in a place that's not going to make it do a trefa, it took a bite of the head that's not opposite the brain. Nika vazefek, or let's say the crop got punctured. This is the zephyr. We know that the esophagus, it goes down to the zephyr, the crop, which is a pouch that branches off the esophagus and has the undigested food hinked out over there. And it's saying that the bird's kosher only if the crop was punctured, but not if it's not there at all, but it's punctured. Rabbi Yomer, feeling the towel, even if it's completely removed. Let's say the intestines came out, but were not punctured. Nishtabru gapeh, if its wings got broke, right, the bones of the wing. Nishtabru aglav, if its leg broke, and it means over here below the ankle, by the ankle joint. Nimritu kanafeh, or its feathers got plucked. Someone plucked them, some of those feathers, the large feathers that cover the bird's body were taken off. All these are going to be kosher. Yudomer imnitla notza psula. If the notza was removed, then it's going to be psula. The bird's going to be a trefa. And this is the notza is another type of the feathers, but it's a particular the particular ones are the small feathers without the long shafts that cover the bird's skin. That's going to be problematic. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, Maaseh Rabbi Simai, Rabbi Tzadok, story time with Rabbi Simai and Rabbi Tzadok. That is as follows. Shaholchu la'aber shana b'lur. They went to Lur to go do Iber Shana, to make a leap year. V'shavsu ba'ono, they spent time in a town called Ono. Rash is Yom Shabbos, Shavsu Shabbos on Shabbos, they hung out over there. V'haru b'tarpachas k'rebi's b'zefik, and they paskin about the uterus going to the psak of Rebbe about the crop. Now, we're going to explain what this means. What is it talking about when we say about the uterus? That's a machlokas between the we saw in the Mishnah on Nun Dalid, well, the Tana who says that removing of it doesn't going to make it in Trefa. Rebbe Tarfon says that it is. And then when we talk about the crop, it's a reference to the machlokas in the Tana Kamar to be met in Rebbe in our Mishnah, in reference to whether or not when you take it away, it's going to make it into a Trefa or not. Yibaylo, they came in the ass. What in the world does that mean? Ho, but tarpachas li sura karevi bezefik latera. You want to say that it means that they gave two different psukim? That they said in reference to removing the uterus, it's going to be a trefa. And they also wrote about the crop, according to that of Rebbe, that it's going to be not a trefa. Odilma, maybe what it means is it's one psak. Horu b'tarpachas latera, kir Rebbe b'zefek. They paskin, removing the uterus, is going to be mutter, just like Rebbe ruled about the missing crop. Of a karebi b'zefek l'sirilu, but they don't necessarily agree with Rebbe in reference to the case of the crop itself. Teiku, says Gemara, we don't know what they meant. What the man? Da-da-da. We don't know what the man. What they meant? Okay, now one of the things that we said in our holy Mishnah, Osios Neshama, that if you have a crop, a punctured crop is not a trefa. But we saw in the previous Mishnah that in the esophagus that its puncture is a trefa, but the crop branches off from the esophagus. We have to know where does one begin, where does one end.
The roof of the crop is treated like part of the esophagus, which is going to be a trefa. There's a little hole. Heicha, now where is that? Like how much of the top of the crop? The crop top is considered the roof, and therefore it's going to be part of the esophagus. That's going to be part of the veshet. Whatever is drawn with it, whatever part of the crop is coming towards the esophagus.
Yeah, the Mishnah said, Yatsu b'nei me'a Velonik felt the intestines came out and they weren't punctured, then that's going to be kosher. I'm Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yitzchak. Lo shanu ella shelohi pikvam. They taught this only where one didn't invert the intestines, right? He didn't replace them inverted into back into the stomach, right? Meaning he put back the intestines upside down, or he put back a coil above one that's, you know, naturally above it. But if you inverted them, you put them back into the stomach like that, it's a trefa. Because the pasuk says, "Who asecha v'yichonereka?" He made you and established you. Malam shabar kodesh baruchu konanios be'adam. Rashi explains that means that he made a certain basis, like a basis. Shabar lam basis leishim elav. V'miyodim b'sisan shuv ein mis yashvim. It's created. Hashem created our organs to be put in a certain order, and they have the top and the bottom. And what's the base? Not the base. Hashem nefach achas man enu yachalichos. If you flip them, then it's not able to live. Tanya rolls to the bais. Hi, Rabbi Meir Omer. Who asachav eichoneneka? What does it mean when it says he made you and established you? Kiraka. Kraka de Kula Bay. It means like a city that has everything. It's able to survive. Rashi says Krach She Kol Bo Val Kinesis Yisrael Nemar She Kol Moshlehen Mehen Lo Me'am Acher. Everything comes from them. It says the Gemara, Mimenu Kohanov, Mimenu Neviyov, Mimenu Usarov, Mimenu Melachov. Right, we have the priests that come from itself, and the prophets, and the nobles, and the kings. Shenemer Mimenu Fina, Mimenu Yased. From themselves, the cornerstone, from themselves, the peg. From themselves, all the leaders are going to come out. Story time. There was a Ramah, an Armenian person, or Armenian who saw someone, the Nafam Igal Ara, who fell from the roof to the ground. Pakke Krese, Venafik Mayane, and because he fell, his stomach like ripped open, his intestines came out. Ase Livre Vashachte Kame, in order to save him, he brought the son and shechted him in front of the father. But don't worry, it's not what it looks like. Beep, turn the page. Ba'achuza say nine. In a grabbing of the eye. In other words, it was an illusion. Rashi says, V'lo nagabo, V'lo ziko. He actually did nothing to the guy's son. He didn't impact the son at all. Ela denidma la'aviv. He made it appear, ke'ilo as if nishchat, that he shechted. L'fit shaloya rotze liga b'me'ayim. He didn't want to touch this guy's intestine, shaloya afichman, that he shouldn't switch him the wrong order to flip him over. And when the father saw that, ingin ve'intnach, he was so bothered with this, and he groaned, and ulamayne, and by his stomach, it got pulled in. It's like he's like, and it pulled back his intestines, v'chayte the krese, and then he stitched up his stomach, and he ended up surviving because of that situation, which is really cray cray. But the bottom line is, you know, you don't want to start messing with the intestines, to be going in the wrong way. It's going to be the best way is that it goes in on its own. So generally, we're not going to be worried if it goes in on its own, whereas if we put it the wrong way, it's going to be a problem. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to tell you all a great, great day.